Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stanley for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward scores. Bradford moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Freehan. The throw from Herman and he is safe. Freehan steals second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward strikes out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. Knoop strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing left field. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herman for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-2 in the game. John strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry pinch runs for Walt Williams. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Dwayne Josephson now catching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-3 in the game. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stanley. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Stanley steals second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline is walked intentionally. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with John covering, for the out. Stanley moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bradford strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 3 in the game. John takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noob settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Wirt moves to second. John Hiller pinch runs for Earl Wilson. Bob Locker now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Dobson now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 4 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 4 in the game. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.